That's your rideshare. That's your pizza. That's your online shopping. And that's your blood test. With Saturn Pathology, getting your blood tested won't drive you mad. You won't drive anywhere. Because Saturn Pathology's mobile collection service comes to you. Ask your doctor for Saturn Pathology next time you need a blood test. We accept all referral forms, use high-tech vein finders for best results, and bulk bill. Say goodbye to difficult blood tests with Saturn Pathology.
What about this story that appeared in the Post newspaper group's papers last week, that the Metropolitan Cemeteries Board have returned a net gain of $8.5 million last year, and it went into their investment fund, what's called their investment fund. Jonathan Houston is the member for Netherlands and the spokesperson on matters deregulation, joins us now. G'day, Jonathan. How are you?
Good morning, Simon. Jonathan Huston here. How are you?
Yeah, sorry, Jonathan. Jonathan Huston. Good to talk to you. The first time we've had a chat, I think. My apologies. Hey, Jonathan, what do you make of this? $8.5 million from people burying, cremating their loved ones.
That's right. And I've been in business for about 25 years and I've never had a business so profitable. So, you know, is this the right thing for a cemetery? That's my point. So just for the listeners to know, the Metropolitan Cemeteries Board manages Perth cemeteries. Cemeteries in the bush that you might see are managed by local councils.
Yeah.
So the MCB board has a turnover of about $40 million a year.
Yeah.
And it makes an $8 million surplus, and there's $3 million of depreciation, which is non-cash. So that's a 25% return on revenue. In addition to that, they have this $84 million investment fund, which has been growing every year. Like last year, it was $4 million. So the question I ask as a Liberal is, what are a government entity doing with $84 million in the bank, which is growing at $4 to $8 to $9 million a year, and a $10-12 million surplus? That would seem to me to be overcharging. And as a Liberal, I take a very strong view. And for listeners, this is a real point of difference. Taxes and fees actually are monies held in trust by the government. The money belongs to the people. And if the government doesn't have a purpose for those funds, it should either not be charging that amount in the first place or returning those monies to the people by some other form. So I think, quite open and shut, that this is a case of excessive fees over a long period of time and an investment fund that I can't see its purpose. I'll just give you some interesting statistics. 83% of people now are cremated. I know this is a bit of a somber subject, mm-hmm. and only the difference are buried.
Mm-hmm.
And when you get a gravesite, which I have for my mother and father and renewed, it's only for 25 years.
Mm-hmm.
So believe it or not, there's actually not a population impact or growth in cemeteries. Like, there's not as if you need to grow them because most people are cremated and a gravesite can be reused. And I've actually been to the cemetery, and I will give full credit to the CEO who showed me a very meticulous way that they do that.
Mm-hmm.
So once a gravesite has been, after 25 years, it can be redeveloped. The areas in between the graves, the body, the remains of the people are not disturbed. It's only the areas in between. But getting back to the finances, very much so. Why $10 million and $40 million revenue? And why an $84 million investment fund?
When I hear the word investment used with a government instrumentality, Jonathan, I automatically assume infrastructure. So, you know, a new car park at Pinneroo or a new sort of opening up more areas of the bush or whatever it is, or maybe even building a new cemetery, say, in the Southeast Corridor, which I've heard mentioned before. But as you rightfully point out, more and more people are being cremated these days. I don't know that we necessarily need more infrastructure for that.
I agree. I mean, it's always amazed me when I live in, obviously, in Netherlands or in Subiaco, close to, and I thought, gee, these cemeteries must have to keep on expanding. And it always amazed me that they weren't, you know, visibly. And now I understand it because, as you just said, 83%. I would make the point as well that it's 70% around the west of Australia.
Okay.
So West Australians have a much higher rate of cremation than other states.
Mm.
So there, to the listeners who might be interested to know, there isn't strong demand to expand cemetery spaces. And remember, it's not just Karrakatta. There's Fremantle Cemetery, Pinneroo, and others that already exist.
Yep.
It's because they can redevelop existing sites, which they do all the time, and people get cremated.
Talking to Jonathan Huston, he's the opposition spokesperson on matters deregulation. He's also the member for Netherlands. Jonathan, the minister that has oversight of the MCB is Hannah Beazley. You asked her in estimates, I think, or in Parliament when the figures came to light. What did she say?
She gave a stock answer that... you know, in her opinion, this represented, management in accordance with her expectations and prudent. So it was pretty well a blank bat response, and that she couldn't really give me an explanation of why this investment fund. And I did check, by the way. Now, I would make something on this. The CEO in the Subiaco Post gave a response that she said, our investment fund isn't profit. It safeguards up to 75% of, and also that all profits are directed back into the cemetery system. Well, that's simply not true, because we look back over the last 4 years and it was $10 million contribution in 2021 and then $10 million the year after that, $6 million the year before last, and $4 million. What I'm getting at is every year they're increasing this investment fund over the last 4 years by, let me count, nearly $30 million. So there have not been any redemptions from that investment fund. The capital growth requirements that you just mentioned, they're managing that within their existing surplus. I do a quick, as a businessman, if they're making about $9 billion a year and they're putting $4 million into an investment fund, well, there's your $5 million of capital work. So they're doing about $5 million of capital works every year, but the point is they're doing that within their existing surplus as well.
And operating costs as well. Jonathan, thank you very much for talking to us today, and next time we chat, I'll get your surname right. Thank you.
No problems at all, Simon. Happens all my life. No problem. Thank you very much. And
cheers.
Best of day to you. Best of luck to your listeners. Thank you.
Thank you.
That's your ride share. That's your pizza. That's your online shopping. And that's your blood test. With Saturn Pathology, getting your blood tested won't drive you mad. You won't drive anywhere, because Saturn Pathology's mobile collection service comes to you. Ask your doctor for Saturn Pathology next time you need a blood test. We accept all referral forms, use high-tech vein finders for best results, and bulk bill. Say goodbye to difficult blood tests with Saturn Pathology.
G'day, Oshie Ginsberg here. You might remember me from when I counted roses on the telly in a very whispery voice, or when I screamed Take It Off at a giant singing popcorn machine. Well, before any of that happened, since 2013, I've been making a podcast every week that is focused on one thing: making today better than yesterday. And no matter what we're talking about or who we're talking to, every single episode, I guarantee you will hear something that you'll be glad you heard. Search Better Than Yesterday wherever you get your podcasts.